Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
A.J. Brown, one of the most physical receivers in the NFL, arguably the most physical receiver in the NFL. Philly kind of remembered that Emmanuel Forbes was covering A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown just turned the game around completely. I mean, Philly, it was 26-7. Philly scored three straight touchdowns to make it 26-27. They take the lead. They go for two. They don't get it. Jalen Hurts was really, really good in the second half. The whole, like, is Jalen Hurts good discussion is so incredibly stupid. He's good, period. And then the Rams move the ball into position for a game-winning field goal in the link, take down the Eagles. If you're the Rams, you are in the link in January with a chance to take down the Eagles in the playoffs, and you came up short. If you're the Rams yesterday, you're in Philly with a chance to take down the Eagles, and the field goal gets blocked, the big fella, Jordan Davis. And for me, as somebody that was sitting on the Rams plus 3.5, fine, you know, that's life. But then the big man rumbled 61 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
To cover.
He was rolling, no doubt.
And I don't know that I'm mad about this or not, because I can understand why in the moment those guys did what they did. The Rams field goal team gave very little effort at chasing him down. If you watch, he was moving, but like, watch the replay from the All 22.
He was moving, but he had a host of people of his own people right behind him.
Well, and the way it bounced worked out perfectly for him, in that it bounced away and then right up into his arm. So he had a full head of speed, whereas the rest of them were kind of trying to run back the other way. Whatever. What do you make of Philly's 3-0 start?
I mean, they're 3-0. That's the only thing you make of it. They didn't play great in all the games, but they won the game. You know, that's like we just talked about that. What do good teams do? When they don't play well, they find a way to win. Did we not say that?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And, you know, the Rams helped them out.
So let me ask that question. Your 3-0 says a lot. A lot of 3-0 teams, though, B.
Yeah, a lot of them.
The Niners did enough to win yesterday with Mac Jones.
You will see as they move forward what they really are. You will see that as you move forward.
So, obviously, the Eagles-Rams game was just completely nuts. I think the most shocking result yesterday, though, was the Packers 2-0 going to face the Browns 0-2 and losing. Now, that game, I liked the Browns with the points. I had that. I did not think they'd win. I thought they would just – listen, Cleveland plays really good defense. Myles Garrett is on a mission, and the rookie they drafted, I think he's out of Michigan, the kid Mason Graham, is just really, really disruptive in the middle of that defensive line. Offensively, Quinshon Judkins, the rookie out of Ohio State, showed a lot for the Browns. The Browns, I don't know what to make it. The Browns just are not a serious football organization to me, and I hate that for
my beat Green Bay.
My friends that are Browns fans.
They find ways.
What do you make of the Packers? It was 3-0 at halftime. Packers are able to get it up to 10-0 in the third quarter. Then the Browns get a field goal. Then they get a touchdown. They block a Green Bay field goal to win it. Or no, it was an interception, rather. Jordan Love throws that pick. They're able to nail a 55-yarder to win it.
The Browns kept fighting, and the Packers were feeling good about themselves. They felt like, oh, we got this. They can't beat us. But they never quit. And we're sitting 10-0. So the defense, like, look, they're not killing us. We just need something from your offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
They got just enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Funny little story on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a tweet from Ziggy that said, I was really happy to hear that Lamphill did not want to discuss his unit size. Got to pause that one. That's fair, Ziggy. And
yeah, we're going to pause very much. Thank you, Ziggy.
But I thought it was pretty funny.
It was funny.
So I dropped it into our text thread because I wanted us all to enjoy the merriment. Except I realized I dropped it into my all ears text thread, which has people from NBC on it and Heather McDonough. And sorry about that. Oops.
Bro, do you not look before you post?
Not always.
Well, you need to. Or just stop posting stuff that can take you the wrong way.
HR issues.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's too old to still be doing stuff like that.
It wasn't a post. It was a text.
I don't care. You got the wrong person on that text.
G. Mitch stepped in.
I'm being real, though. Listen.
I feel like I'm about to get yelled at for taking pens.
I'm going to Louisiana to talk to kids about conflict resolution.
I don't think this is a conflict.
I would tell them the same thing. Think twice before you do something. I tell JP think twice.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I told
wrong.
JP think twice for the last 10 years. You know what he does?
Always double send check before you hit send. Always. That's got to be a rule.
Ziggy's the one that sent it. I'm the mediator. I'm the.
Ziggy sent it to you.
No, Ziggy sent it to the universe.
But you're sharing it with people in the business world.
Did you just do retweets or not endorsements?
Retweets are not endorsements. Jeffrey.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. I'm going to give you a minute to explain the controversy.
Yo, there are two Commandantes.
It's only one. The one that looks like the Joker every once in a while that is drunk that sounds like he's drunk as soon as he wakes up, that's a Commandante. The other guy trying to take somebody else's name.
Yeah, dude, I was.
Do you
was,
think somebody's clout chasing Commandante Tequila's clout?
Yeah, he's running around with Commandante on this thing.
I've only seen one person with Commandante at that stadium.
And the Joker.
That was our boy. But that then I seen
his,
it on
all his,
Sunday.
All this trash, and he decided
I said, oh, man. And then what made it even funnier, somebody that listened to the show said, oh, Commandante Tequila. And in my head, I'm like, that is not Commandante Tequila.
No, it's not.
Now, Commandante Tequila did send us presents.
Yeah.
He sent us all.
I got titles written on the outside of the
handmade
box.
Handmade golf balls. If you're watching the chat, you can look at this. Commandante.
What's in the ball?
Yo, me and B play enough golf.
These not handmade balls.
To know the difference between a real golf ball and a fake golf ball.
He bought them. I don't know if they're going to explode or just do some weird stuff.
But since Commandante Tequila sent us fake golf balls, I think everybody got some, right? Landfill, did you get Commandante Tequila's balls?
He's like, Landfill ain't going to the golf course.
All right, but me, Jeff, and B all got them.
So Jeff gonna hit him in the alley tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if they blow up, Jeff will blow up.
I don't think it's like explosives. I think it'll like make a big pop, right?
I don't know. If it was the one with the bullet in it, then I wouldn't let you hit that one, Jeff.
Jeff,
you ever hit that one? There's a golf ball that has a bullet in it, and you put it to where when you hit it, it sounds like a gun and it flies.
I have not done that.
I've done.
I'm not really interested.
I did it at Raspberry Falls.
I can't do that. Just my luck, the ball hit my foot or something.
No, fool. I mean, you're not hitting it hard enough for it to even go off.
I kind of agree with Brian. So tomorrow, Jeff's going to hit an explosive golf ball.
I don't know if they're explosive. Look, they sound like they got sand in them.
Do you remember? This was, I think,
it
years
might be
ago.
Dry tequila, you say?
We had the controversy about who the real Telly was.
Yeah.
Remember there were two different dudes named Telly that would call in?
That solved itself. They just stopped calling. Both of them.
I don't know that I'm prepared for a battle of the Commandante Tequilas. That just, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of upside.
Well, you
in that.
Know, but sometimes we have topics that we sound like we damn Commandante Tequila. So you know what? We're going to have to let them battle out. Who's the real one?
We'll determine who the real one is by who sends us the more trash from their house.
Well, we know who the real one is.
I don't know.
We got tour soft golf balls that feel like they're ping pong balls.
It's a weird world. It's a weird, weird world, especially when you work in the circus like us. What you thought of the Packers yesterday at 9 a.m., is it significantly different today after the loss to the Browns?
No,
for me, it isn't. Like, weird things happen.
To me, I know weird things happen in the NFL, but teams that are good don't allow that to happen for the most part. If they are at that level that we thought they were after they beat the Commanders, they wouldn't have lost that game to the Rams, to the Browns. They would have kicked their asses. So they were riding off of an emotional wave of all of a sudden, here we go, Micah's in town now, and they're balling. They've come back down to earth off of that one.
Sure. How about a team that Washington will see in 2 weeks that I think looks quite good, man? The Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
There are now six teams at 3-0. Bills, Colts, Chargers, Eagles, Niners, Bucks. Three in each conference.
Even that last game against the Chargers, last game that they played, who were they playing?
Denver yesterday?
Denver. I felt like Denver screwed up too much. Denver should have won that football game.
I don't disagree, but this is going to be very, very hard to overcome. Not saying it cannot be overcome. Chargers are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
All three are division games. So through 3 weeks of the season, they're already up 3-0 on the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big deal.
It is.
That's the first time that has happened since 2006.
They play the Chiefs again.
Sure.
Well, if the Chiefs beat them, boom. Then they come back, they're going to play against Denver again.
They're going to play all three of them
But
again.
They're going to be in Denver this time, right? They were in L.A. yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah, well, the Chiefs game was in Brazil.
Yeah.
the Vegas game was in Vegas, and yesterday was their home opener.
So I think that they're going to have to really, really make sure that they handle those games, because the Raiders are going to be going to L.A. But they got to go to Denver, and they got to go to KC.
Yeah. There was a former Washington quarterback that got a win yesterday.
Carson Wentz.
A big win.
Wentz.
48-10, Vikings over the Bengals. Wentz threw 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, but that was a defensive game right there, bro. The defense won that for them.
I mean, the defense was phenomenal, but honestly, offensively, Minnesota did enough to, like, the Bengals were god-awful.
Yeah.
God-awful.
And they're going to be like that without Joe Burrow as the quarterback.
This kid, Isaiah Rodgers, deserves credit. He had an 87-yard pick six, then a 66-yard fumble six. The play he made on the sideline to get the football is, like, hard to comprehend. It was really incredible. Minnesota's going to have to ride this out till J.J. McCarthy's back. I don't think you're going to get two defensive scores every week. It's a shame the Bengals' ownership is so cheap, because they should trade for Jameis or trade for Kirk Cousins. Ooh. Like, just trade.
Minnesota, you say?
No, I'm saying Cincy.
Cincinnati?
You know Burrow's out of wild.
Yeah, they should go get them more.
Your only path to wins is to be explosive offensively.
Yeah, because their defense sucks.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Mason yesterday had a 116 and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Carson Wentz threw for 2 touchdowns. Like, that was a embarrassing result, I think. What do you make of the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, starting 0-3? Stroud just looks all out of sorts, dude. Last year wasn't great, but they still won games. This year, nothing looks right.
Can't block games. They can't block.
Dude, he missed yesterday. I watched some of that, and it was that offense looks awful. They can't run, can't pass.
You can't run the football. Quarterback not gonna look good.
Yeah, dude, did you watch any of it yesterday?
Just saw a little highlight.
He did not, like, the same dude we saw from 2 years ago when Stroud was phenomenal, mm-hmm, was not the person that was out there yesterday. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence didn't look very good either. Like, from a quarterbacking perspective, it was a pretty ugly game. But, I mean, for C.J. Stroud was such a tactician with the football, and for him to throw the second pick late, I was just kind of blown away by it. I don't know. That Houston thing does not look good, man. And you can always turn things around. It's still very early in the season. But you get to 0-3, it gets very hard. 0-2 is one thing. Like, Kansas City winning last night and their pedigree and the players on that team, you can't discount them, period. But Houston at 0-3, I don't know. That thing looks ugly. Big game up the road tonight. Ravens, Lions. Let's talk through what we expect. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.